Alleluia, alleluia. If we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection in us. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, you may be a bit confused in trying to work out what the first reading was about this morning, so maybe we look at that for a brief moment, all about eating meat and idols and so on, and how do we explain that? Well, in simple terms, in the time of Paul and in Corinth, there was places where you went to the meat market to buy meat. And there was a lot of superstition among the meat sellers, and they would pray or offer sacrifice to meat, offer the meat to different idols or different gods. And Paul was saying, the only God we worship is the one true God. He is the only one. And so Christians had a problem. Some Christians had a problem about eating that meat, where they're eating meat sacrificed to idols. And Paul was briefly saying, well, if you don't believe in idols and that kind of superstition, it's okay, because you are not taking part in that. And people would go to those markets because the meat was a bit cheaper. And so a lot of the ordinary people or the poorer people went there. So Paul was trying to explain to them. And he said, but if eating that meat causes scandal, then it would be better not to eat it. That's the first reading, just a simple explanation. When it comes to the gospel, for most of us, that's much more difficult. Much more difficult. So there's lots of things mentioned in the gospel this morning. We don't have time to go through them all. But one thing I might mention to you is if you lend money to somebody, to those from whom you expect repayment, well, invariably you will be disappointed. It's lending money always brings a certain amount of dangers with it. I often say to people, it's one sure way of making an enemy out of the friend to whom you lend money, because very often they are unable or to fail to give it back, and then they feel embarrassed in your presence, and you know, maybe you lose a good friend. Stop judging. You will not be judged. We are very apt to judge. We don't always know the facts. Be compassionate as your Heavenly Father is compassionate. God, Luke there is talking about an identity transplant. In other words, try and behave as God would behave. Try and behave as Jesus would. And I think the way to do that in any such situation is, in any given situation or encounter in which you are involved, simply stop, pause, say to yourself, what would Jesus do here in this situation? What would Jesus say to this person or do with this person? Never be violent. We have to be peacemakers. So try to, difficult, almost impossible for us humans, but with God's help we can do it. Love your enemies. Look, for example, for one brief moment at the people in Belarus. They're out there most days, and especially at the weekends, marching, but it's peaceful. And what's the reaction? Those in authority, especially the leader, are getting more and more annoyed with them. And the more the leader acts with violence, the more harm he does to himself, and the more harm he turns people against him. And those people are peaceful. They stress that we're just marching for our rights peacefully. If you want even a wonderful example of that, go back to Martin Luther King Jr. Look what he achieved in his short life by just being marching for peace, peaceful marching. That's so important, never to act, never to, you know, return violence for violence. In the end, you come out worse, and you go away feeling bad and with a guilty conscience.